Republican Michael Burgess tells Fox Secretary Nielsen was having a hard time convincing Congress to support the president's agenda. A kidnapped American tourist named Kim Endicott is now free.
Police say the California woman and her Ugandan driver are both safe. They were taken from the Queen Elizabeth National Park during an evening tour on April 2nd and ended up across the border in Congo. The kidnappers had demanded $500,000, and while police say no ransom was paid, an official with the tour group, Wild Frontiers Uganda Safaris, says money was paid to get her back.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump tweets, Uganda must find the kidnappers before people will feel safe in going there. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Network, I'm Andrew James. Charges have been filed after the death of an infant at an unlicensed daycare center in Elmore County. 50-year-old Tracy Goldman and 20-year-old Addison Morgan have been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a two-month-old died at their daycare center in October of 2018. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Butler County on New Searcy Road near I-65. State troopers say the victim is 37-year-old Thoris Tyson. They say the car he was driving left the road and hit a tree Sunday afternoon. And Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Dave Mallory here. Dave,
it's Monday.
It is Monday. For those wondering, there's no tiff with Jack. Everything's fine. I get all these text messages and emails. I heard Jack's mad at you.
Jack's busy.
Jack is not mad at me. He's busy. He'll be fine. Guys, this is what happens when you're Jack Campbell. You know, sometimes you gotta miss a week or two of work. It happens. It happens. Man's entitled to a vacation, a little downtime. Get off his back. Everything's fine. Nobody's mad at anybody. Our number 272-9228. I want to know how rumors like that get started. I look out and I say,
You know, I think we talked about it.
You would have to make it up out of whole cloth.
I think we talked about it a lot more off air, but we may have mentioned it Friday that, like, I'm the type of person that if I don't have, like, a reason to be in someone's business, I'm not, like, I will studiously avoid their business. But that's very rare in our world and in the world. You know, most people just, you know, want to be in everybody's stuff and there are people, they're called joy leeches. Who
is that a technical term?
I mean, there's a lot of terms, fun suckers, but you know, people that pursue drama, and that's the thing. People pursue drama.
Yeah,
they need drama in their life, and they're, you know what? And they're always the people that say that they don't like drama.
Oh my gosh! If someone says, I just like to, stay to myself. Yeah, no, you don't.
No.
You're all up in my business.
Even though I just said that.
But you really do.
But I really do.
But you live it out.
Yeah.
But no, there are some people. I put it a different way. I say some people aren't happy unless they're unhappy.
Yeah, there you go.
The only way they're happy is if they're unhappy.
Yep.
And that's. But no, Jack's fine. Jack will be back in short order. He just taking care of some things. In his own life, and he's entitled to do that at his pace and whatever he wants. So
anyway, I'm here Monday.
Dave is here on Monday, so this becomes a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because you are here on Thursdays as special occasions. And, even if you were here 5 days in a row, they would still be special occasions.
Well, thank you.
They absolutely.
Because, I'm just like that. If Dave's on the radio, it makes it a special occasion.
Right.
I like that.
I don't want to turn into a sports show.
But we got some business to discuss.
My gosh. That was heartbreaking.
We may have sent, 200 texts between the three of us.
It was brutal.
And this morning. Just
still.
This morning at 7:30, you get the text notification. Just remember, drum double dribbled.
Just in case you missed it, every single person that was blowing whistles that day. Auburn got jobbed. It's okay, though. They
it
had a
happens,
good run.
It happens. It happens. Remember.
It's part of sports.
Tyler Simmons was on sides.
It was. You remember the Texas A&M LSU 7 overtime game?
Yeah.
You remember it shouldn't have gone into overtime?
Well, that's,
because they only had four men on the line of scrimmage when they spiked the ball?
Right.
And that would have been a 10-second runoff in the game.
So
over.
That's low-key why the Tyler Simmons thing is such a big deal, because it changes the momentum of the entire game.
Right.
And it wasn't at the last minute where, where we got jobbed. There was a play later where Swift's, head got turned around. But I'm just saying. But, on that one, there was an obvious double dribble. And then, as a friend of mine said, they were, that should have been a no-call.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then that dude stepped up and nailed three in a row,
yeah,
which is pretty hardcore at the end.
He's a Hoosier, though. Oh, Indiana Mr. Basketball.
Okay.
As soon as
you saw it, you were like, oh God, we're dead.
As soon as I saw who was going to the line, I was like, it's over.
Say goodnight.
And I'll tell you,
party's over.
With 1.5 seconds on the clock, I texted you guys, said they're going to get a good look at three.
Yeah.
There's a 60,
oh, right. Yeah,
there's a 60% chance Auburn wins this game.
That's right.
There's a 40% chance they hit the three and win.
That's right.
And guess what? They didn't hit the three, but they hit the three free throws.
Yep.
And I would have actually, if you told me, what's his name, Tyler Guy or whatever
his
name
is? Yeah.
Whatever his name is, Guy. Yeah. If you'd have told me he was going to line for three to win the game, do you take it or do you want him to inbound the ball? Inbound the ball.
Yeah.
Because he's going to make all three. Right. And so they inbounded the ball after the missed double dribble. But that happens. I mean, that's a tough call. It's not like 90,000 people all jumped up at once and said, double dribble. I mean, it's after the fact. I mean, it's clear it was a double dribble, but in the moment.
Looked like he just kind of lost the ball.
Yeah, I'd have probably missed it too. I mean, honestly, I didn't catch it in the moment. But when they showed the replay about the third time, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't. Hey,
wait a minute.
You can't lose control and dribble
then,
again.
Right, and then keep dribbling.
But then they, by that time they figured it out. I don't know, man. That's basketball. Basketball's the best sport. That's why it's the best sport. It's fast. It's constant action for 40 consecutive minutes, or 48 minutes if you like NBA basketball. And sometimes a missed call is a big deal. But Auburn holds their head high, and they go, it's sports, guys. Stop it. It's a sport. Don't let sports ruin your lives.
It's true. Rule 22.
Rule 22?
Yeah, it's like in football, the rule 22, don't let 22 kids ruin your weekend.
Seriously. I mean, I was frustrated and upset for about 4 minutes. And I was like, you know what? This has no bearing on my life. Whether Auburn wins a national championship or not, it's nice, but it has no bearing on my life. I have other things going on in my life that are far more important than whether.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, but I'm still mad about the 27. Guys, I'm still mad about the 2017 national championship. So,
Tyler Simmons was on
top. It will never be okay, Baron. I mean, I can go my whole life and have a great life and all that, but in the back of my mind, it's always going to be there.
Go back to 1992. Teddy Valentine cost Bob Knight a fourth national championship. It happens.
It does. It does happen.
It happens. But you don't let it ruin your life. I mean, about it.
Right.
Oh, speaking of Bobby Knight, he was back. Or Bob Knight.
I saw
he was
that.
Back on campus in Indiana
at a baseball game.
Yes.
Right? At a random versus Penn State baseball game.
Yeah.
Did you send that to me, or did I just see it?
I don't know if I sent it.
Okay.
To you.
Yeah.
I sent it to a few people. I might have sent it to you.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I was like, huh. Because it wasn't planned or anything, right? It was just kind of like he just showed up for a baseball game. So, which is kind of, you'd think that maybe he'd show up for a basketball
game. Auburn fans probably feel the same way Saints fans feel. No, Saints fans probably feel worse. You know why? Because they had the best team on the planet.
And because that one was really obvious.
Yeah. And Auburn, there were two things going for Auburn that make it less than the way the Saints game ended in the NFC Championship game. One is, Coleman Roby hit the Saints receiver 34 minutes before the ball arrived.
Right.
I mean, it had just left Drew Brees' hand.
And he just knocked him out.
Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He had the best team of the four teams that were remaining. The Saints were the best team, by far, I think. And they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They were absolutely going to win the Super Bowl. And Auburn shouldn't have been there, to be honest with you. Auburn had a pretty good run through the SEC tournament. Kentucky had a really hot start on Auburn and could have just put them away, and then they went cold, let Auburn back in it.
Well, and that's...
Auburn was ice cold at the start of the Virginia game, and Virginia just screwed up enough to keep Auburn hanging around. They were up 10 with 5 minutes to go.
I know.
And then Auburn goes on a 14-0 run. How likely is that in under 5 minutes?
I know, right?
And so, if I'm a Saints fan, I feel worse than an Auburn fan today. Auburn was lucky to be there. The Saints played their way there and got robbed.
The thing is, I mean...
Totally different.
Unless you're a fan of the Patriots or Bama, then to be a sports fan is just misery. It's like, I mean, it's not abject misery because it's that type of misery where, like, you can see the, you can see the promised land, you can see the top of the game, but you can't ever get there. And no matter how close you get, something will stop you. One of my favorite accounts that I follow on Twitter is Ugga Nihilist. And it's just basically like, Kirby Smart signs, best class in Georgia history. It doesn't matter. Half of them won't qualify. Like, just anything. It's just like, yep, the heat death of the universe.
Hey, and I'll go back to this. I mean, I'm a bigger Indiana fan than I am an Auburn fan. I do like Auburn. I went to Auburn
You matriculated at that university.
I did. And then I went to law school at Indiana. But I'd been an Indiana fan since I was in diapers.
Yeah.
I had IU diapers.
Right.
And this probably was easier for me to shake off because it was in Indiana.
Right.
And so my cousin put on Facebook yesterday that he felt like there must be the fix in for Virginia to win it all because there were some horrific calls when Virginia played Purdue. And mm-hmm. I thought, I don't remember that, but I've never seen a bad call against Purdue.
Right.
Every call against Purdue is a good call.
More like Purdue, am I right?
Amen. Oh, I can't stand Purdue. But anyway, I still have pain watching in my mind replaying the 2002 final game in the NCAA championship when Juan Dixon just went bananas and buried Indiana. Indiana didn't have a shot from the moment the first tip. Juan Dixon was like Magic Johnson out there.
Yeah.
And it was futility. You thought, doesn't matter how well they play, this guy is playing bananas basketball. And I thought, with a game like that, he'll go on and be like one of the greatest players in NBA history, and then he just kind of fizzled.
Yeah.
That happens.
It happens.
Yeah. And you talk about sports being futility. How about having the number one overall seed in 2013 with two top four draft picks in Zeller and Oladipo,
mm-hmm.
and watching Syracuse completely dismantle the team from whistle to whistle? I mean, it was... anyway, let's not talk about this. Let's move on. Sports can be very painful. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll get to real news after this, but I didn't want to let the first segment go without mentioning the big story in the state of Alabama. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you on a Monday. And we'll be here from 9 to noon. Join us, 272-9228.
Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. from Blue Water Broadcasting and Hawley's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
One of the first songs I learned to play on an electric guitar.
At first I thought it was Fame by David Bowie.
No!
Just like I wasn't... No, I mean just that same like...
This is good music. Easy.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Monday. That was a special occasion.
Our number 272922. I like a couple Bowie songs, but I'm not one of those junkies.
Big Bowie fans are weird.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like being like super into Zappa.
Yes.
Like, there are like three or four Bowie albums that I like super ride for. They're good. But sort of, he's better to me in like greatest hits format or, you know, like they used to have this thing.
Same three or four song changes. I mean, yeah. play the hits.
Play the hits.
Play the hits. You know, do it Steve Miller style. I don't need deep cut Steve Miller. Play the hits. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, Dave Mallory. I actually should have resorted to calling you Dave Mallory now.
I know, right?
Dave Mallory.
Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, I like Dave.
And Baron Coleman here with you on a beautiful Monday. It's actually beautiful now. It's not going to remain beautiful, but it's going to be beautiful. Let me look at the... the Rich Thomas weather.
This is my least favorite type of weather because it's like... Not cold and not hot, but just like kind of gross, and you always feel like you're stepping out of the shower. I mean, it's like
my garage this morning.
It's kind of like living in a jungle environment, you know, like maybe the Alabamazon.
Well, my garage this morning would have smothered you if you'd have stayed in there. The door was down, but you still had that moisture and like the lawnmower smell in there.
Oh man,
it's so humid and thick. You could smell the Roundup causing cancer. It's awful.
I can actively feel myself getting cancer.
God, awful. No, but it's going to be 78 degrees by 1 o'clock when the storm gets here, and then it's going to drop. But,
so it'll be nice tomorrow.
No, storms tomorrow would be nice Wednesday.
Okay, there you go. At some point.
83 and sunny Wednesday.
Ooh.
that calls for a park, a frisbee, a dog.
A cooler. Some jams.
Some light beer.
Yeah, some jams, you know.
You drink light beer ever?
Yeah.
Do you?
I drink Miller Lite, yeah.
Do you really?
I used to drink Bud Light.
Ugh.
I know, right? And then at some point, I just like somebody, you know, and then at some point I had Miller Lite in the old school can.
Yeah.
Very cold is a good beer.
It tastes just like Miller Lite in the new school can, doesn't it?
Oh, sure, but like there's
mentally
it tastes better. I swear, there's something about it. It tastes better.
Well, I've actually taste tested it. I can taste the difference between the big three. Miller, Bud, and Coors. I can taste the difference on the light beers.
Well, Coors is just water. It's just so water.
If I'm going to drink a crappy American lawnmower beer, I'm drinking Coors Light.
It also has like, it's foamier somehow. Coors is like
it's more gas in it or something.
Coors is like the foamiest. So my friend calls those game day beers. Because you know that you're going to drink, like instead of drinking two beers, you're going to have like
seven
to ten.
Yeah, and the water keeps you and from getting drunk.
Like, yeah.
That's why I call them lawnmower beers.
There you go.
You can.
That's exactly what it is.
If you're riding around a lawnmower for an hour and a half, you can drink seven of them.
And the, don't limit yourself to the squeezing of a lime into just like a Mexican style pilsner. Squeeze a lime into a Miller Lite. It's good. Just gives it a little tartness.
I'll squeeze a lime in anything.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know if you were here that day. I recommended that everybody go to Costco, buy a bag of limes now that they're good, spring limes. Cut them in half again. Mm-hmm. Take that quarter of a lime. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're eating.
Oh, and just
put it on it.
Yeah.
It's that little spritz of acid on
that's
it.
That's right.
It goes on pizza, lasagna, any kind of red sauce, any kind of cream sauce, Chinese food.
Lime on
eggs?
Lasagna.
Oh, do it.
Really?
Do
now, I'm a big fan. I do like a lemon squeeze on pizza. So I could see a lime being good. Yeah.
And pizza is just a flattened out overcooked lasagna.
Yeah.
So
it's all the same.
it's like Mexican food. So right. So what is that? It's some sort of tortilla, meat, and cheese.
Right. Well, Indian food?
Rice.
So a flatbread with some kind of meat and some kind of cheese and
some
sauce.
Some kind of sauce, yeah.
Some kind of spices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And Italian food is all some kind of wheat and some kind of red sauce and some kind of cheese.
Yeah.
And maybe a white sauce and cheese.
It's almost like, some things are universal.
Yeah. You know, every culture has a dumpling. Just like they have dragon narratives and just like they have a flood narrative.
They all have dumplings.
Think about it.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Every culture has some sort of something that resembles a pierogi, a pot sticker. Yeah. I don't care what you call it. It's a dumpling.
Yeah. Which is essentially just a smaller form of a pizza or a taco with the sides pressed together and the stuff inside.
It's a calzone.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, there's only so much you can do with food.
Correct.
Indians are really the only people. My, I knew an Indian girl not long ago.
Indian girl?
20 years ago or so. I knew an Indian girl.
So.
And I was asking
Native American or from India?
Oh, India.
Okay.
And I asked her, why was their food so much better? And she said, because, I'll give you an example. She said, I had a restaurant in my hometown that was opened in the year 900.
Good Lord.
She said, you guys are just in the food evolution in America of learning how to take a meat, heat it up, and add a starch.
Mm-hmm.
So you eat fish and potatoes, or meat and potatoes, or chicken and rice. She said, that's where you are in the evolutionary train. She said, we were there in the year 1100. And now we're past that. And okay. I was like, okay, I got you. Makes sense.
Well, and you know, the big thing about a lot of this is like it's basically poor people. I mean, for lack of a better term, it's basically like poor people food or subsistence farmer food. Like, you have to figure out how to stretch what you got.
Yeah.
And you don't waste anything. And so, you know, you want to, and you get sick of eating, you know, the same gruel every day. So you got to find a way to, like, make it, you know, a little bit jazzier.
Right.
And you so you, you know.
Kick it up a notch. Yeah. I will go to my grave,
you know,
telling people that the reason you live in Alabama or Georgia or New York or Massachusetts is because Chris Columbus was jonesing for some Indian food. That's all he wanted.
Right.
He wanted Indian food, and he wanted a faster way to get there instead of the over-the-land route where everything's spoiled on the way back, or you got, you know, raided by Muslim marauders.
Right.
He wanted a faster way to get some Indian food. You know, he wanted a chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, I'll go that way. There are no Muslim marauders over there.
Why don't we just go this way?
Because they're getting killed.
What's this way? No, I'm just saying, like, what's
can't be that bad, right? It's a water.
We'll get there eventually.
Muslims don't swim.
Oh, wait.
Not the ocean.
You know, there's this giant, you know, there's a giant undiscovered world here.
Well, I think he went to his grave thinking he had made it.
Right.
Just was on the outskirts.
Right.
Where they didn't have the good food.
Yeah, that's right.
Our number 272-9228. Which politicians received Auburn Final Four tickets? This is an annual story. if Alabama goes to the championship game or Auburn goes, this is an annual story put out.
We have a friend of the show who was a state senator. Now he's just back to being a lowly car dealer.
Oh yeah.
When they made that bill of, like, you know, you can, because they have to buy them, they have to pay face value for them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'd be a moron not to take these.
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to take. You know. Like, of course I'm going to get them.
Well, here's what I would do. If you gave me, because these tickets were $380 each, but where they sat, they were going retail on the on StubHub and
right,
stuff.
Yeah, secondary market
for $2,000.
Oh, yeah,
$3,000. So I would have bought all that Auburn was willing to give me. 10, 12, 15. I would have resold every damn one of them.
I think they're only allowed four, right?
Okay, that's $12,000.
No, I know. Now, I think...
And my investment is $1,600.
Now, I think that would cause more uproar than this.
Well, do we know they didn't do this? Do we know each one of these people went?
That's a good point. Well, I... Yeah, probably.
Auburn received an allotment of 3,500 general seats. Of those, public officials purchased 31.
That's not a lot.
No, but it's... Larry Stutz got two. He's a dud. Arnold Mooney, who I really like. I really do like Arnold Mooney. He got two. Mac McCutcheon, he got five. I thought you were only allowed four. But I guess if you're the speaker, you get another
Maybe.
One? Rick Pate, I like him. He got two.
Auburn grad. I think McCutcheon's either a grad or a fan.
Del Marsh, he's a big Auburn
grad. He's a big Auburn guy.
He only got one.
Huh.
Not bad. Kelvin Lawrence from Hainville.
Yeah.
He got one. He represents part of Montgomery County, I think.
I believe that's true.
Garland Gudger, he got five.
Auburn, big Auburn guy.
Will Ainsworth got three. Big Auburn guy.
Yes.
Sam Gavan up there in Huntsville, he got two. Clay Schofield got four. And Joe Lovern, who represents the university, got four tickets. So I don't mind this.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me
this
at all.
This doesn't bother me at all. But it's an annual story.
The other thing, too, though, is that, I mean, like, the reason that I was saying that them selling it, I think, would make a... would be a little bit of a bigger deal is that essentially, like, the reason that you allow them to the front of the line is that they are supposed to be ambassadors for the state and for the, for the school.
Yeah.
And so I think them selling them would sort of, negate any...
I would just say I changed my mind and I decided not to go. And it seemed like the most convenient and easy way to make sure a true fan was able to go.
Well, the most convenient and easy way would be to give them to a true fan. See what I'm saying?
Eh. But I got to make sure that it's a true fan with means enough to get there,
It's true.
You give them to somebody else, they might just sit there and say, well, I can't.
They might sell them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now you've double
I just
whammy.
Think that seems like a,
Speaking of Auburn, former true Auburn move. Football coach Tommy Tuberville announces a bid to replace Doug Jones in the United States Senate. I like this move. We'll see whether he... can hold it together, but I like the fact that a high profile. You know why I think right now, if you took a poll, he's in first place.
More name ID.
Because when Bradley Byrne announced he was running, you know how many of my friends from outside Alabama called me asking about it? Zero. When Mo Brooks talked about running, you know how many of my friends from outside of Alabama called?
Less than zero.
People say
negative people.
Who is Mo Brooks? When Tommy Tuberville announced, I got calls from Atlanta, Virginia, Washington, D.C., New York, and L.A.
Yep.
Five different friends of mine called saying, is this guy legit? Can he win?
North Carolina, Virginia, D.C., South Carolina, D.C., West Virginia, D.C., and then like 10 from here.
Yeah.
So I probably got 20 text emails.
I excluded all the Alabama people.
Mm-hmm.
But just people who don't know Alabama politics,
mm-hmm.
who are in the political consulting business.
Right.
And players. Like, one of them's biggest client is the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Yeah.
And he does all their digital placement.
Right.
Right? I mean, we're talking a big player calling saying, is this guy legit? Is he going to win? Because we want to get behind him if he is. Bradley Byrne just may have gotten upended, which is fine with me.
It'd be interesting.
I don't know. I guess it depends on if anyone else gets in.
I think it does, and I think that it depends on...
But you know what I like about these high-profile names getting in? Brings that money right into the state.
Mm-hmm.
Just brings it in.
I think that if the question is going to be is how many and how fast are those 28? Is max 2,800 now? 2,900 federal?
Something like that. It was 27 last time.
Well, but there's a scale where it automatically goes up based on what the dollar's at, kind of like your gas tax.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it is, it's going to be interesting to see how many people he can get to write those checks real quick. Because I think, personally, he has money. And I know he knows a lot of rich people.
You know how much money that guy has?
A lot. But here's the thing. With federal races, though, like...
People are thinking about this all wrong.
But you can't get five of your buddies to give you $1 million.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
Super PAC it.
Right.
You absolutely can.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. The rules have changed.
True.
Post Citizens United.
But there's certain things you can't do with a super PAC. So.
Well, you can't coordinate.
Right.
There are certainly disadvantages.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And then you also, you can coordinate more than you can with, it's weird, the rules. It's like sort of vague coordination is okay. You just got to have a good lawyer for it. And you don't get LUR. So your money doesn't go as far.
Doesn't go as far.
But then again, most people aren't buying a 100% non-preemptible or 100% preemptible anyway. So,
well, a lot of people don't buy LUR. I mean, unless you just I don't know. I don't want to give up.
Yeah, too much I know.
This is our the program brought to you by Midtown Pizza
Kitchen.
There's
like four people who understand what that is that are listening.
Yeah.
There's media consultants that are listening that don't know what that is.
Why would you buy that? All right. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsor, Adam Number One. I don't know what the special is this week. Last week's special was fire. If you didn't have it, you missed out.
You know what it had? It had a lot of lemon in it.
It did. Telling you. Did we have that discussion on air?
I don't think we did. We had the lime. We talked about squeezing the limes, but
we didn't talk about the lemon and the desserts and how wonderful it is. We'll talk about that on air someday. Amy Winehouse would eat there if she was still alive.
Here's Food and Sports with Dave and Barron.
We'll get to news.
Oh, I know.
It's Monday. I know. It's 272-9228 if you want to get in. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, iPoint Shopping Center in Prattville, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias, but tough as steel. The worldwide hit, Steel Magnolias, is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch six strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias, now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Welcome back in. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. When's the last time you heard Cannonball by the Breeders?
It's been a while.
That's why you listen to News and Views. We play the greatest bumper music of all time.
My friend Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies is doing nothing but mastering the art of concrete on a daily basis. He's already mastered it, but then he, you know, goes above and beyond every single time. It's really, really impressive. Go to his Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. While you're there, peruse the thousands of pictures and videos about all the work they've done. His workers are extremely talented. His crews are extremely talented. He said he puts a crew of about 12 or 15 people on each job, even small jobs. Just put the crew in there, knock it out, do it right, no shortcuts.
Bing, bing, boom.
Some of these companies on a small job, like pouring a patio or a sidewalk, they bring three guys.
Yeah.
Bring three guys. He's bringing 12. It's just a difference in professionalism and knowing you're going to do the best job every single time. Doesn't matter what your customer wants. So get in touch with them, 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Check them out on the web, pennyearn.co, but that Facebook page, it's incredible. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. I don't know how I feel about this. This one really, I'm torn on. I guess it depends on the intent of what the child is going to do. I don't like these zero-sum policy, these zero-tolerance policies in schools.
Right.
Like, they take them to the bananas extreme. And,
oh, yeah.
And some kid gets kicked out because he bites a Pop-Tart and it looks like a gun.
And he says, pow.
Yeah. But Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old boy with possession of a weapon on school property after they say he brought a toy gun onto a Montgomery Public Schools bus Friday morning. He was charged with harassment after a dispute with a female student while they waited to get on the bus. Police say they stopped the bus after receiving a report from a parent. They say the teen showed the toy gun to other students but did not use it in a threatening manner. I just don't know if that's the best use of resources.
Yeah.
Kick him off the bus, you know.
Tell him not to do it again.
But to slap this kid, put him in the system, basically, for the rest of his life?
Mm-hmm.
Because he brought a plastic gun? It just seems a little extreme and aggressive. I don't know. I don't run a school system.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I also think that they probably are a little sensitive. I think all schools are a little sensitive about it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a thing.
Because people shoot people at schools, yeah. Especially in Montgomery.
Yeah. Here it's more like random one-offs getting shot than, you know, somebody busting in with the Bushmaster.
Yeah. No, we haven't had a mass shooting at school.
Thank the Lord.
Well, you know what, though? Schools don't have a lot of mass shooting. You know the safest place your child can be at age 7?
School.
A school. Any school. Public school, inner city school, doesn't matter. School. Your child is like hundreds of times more likely to die on the way to school than at school.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen that often. And how do we know? Because they make a huge deal when it does. Kid gets shot at school, statewide news. Kid gets shot in his neighborhood. You might not even know about it. 10 kids get shot at school, worldwide news. Right. You're going to hear about it for months. I can say one word. Watch this. I can say Parkland. What image comes to mind? Littleton. Aurora. Mass shootings are so rare, you can just name a city where one took place, and everyone knows what you're talking about.
True.
San Bernardino. Pulse. Just one word.
Yeah.
And instantly your mind conjures up dozens of people getting shot.
Yeah.
That's how rare they are.
Yeah.
That's how rare
Las Vegas.
Exactly. Las Vegas. And it's just
still no video.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of.
I mean, so you brought one up. You say Aurora, that's Columbine?
That was Littleton.
Oh, Littleton.
Oh, that was. Yeah, Aurora was the theater shooting.
Yeah, okay.
Batman.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But like later that day, or I mean, it might have been the next day.
Yeah.
We had CCTV footage of those kids in that school.
Absolutely. Well, from beginning to end.
Right.
In every room.
And we don't have anything from Vegas?
No.
From Las Vegas.
Right.
There's some cameras there, aren't there?
There's probably 200 trillion cameras there. Do you understand how many billions of dollars would be at risk in Las Vegas if they didn't have cameras everywhere?
Yes. The eye in the sky watches it all.
Crazy. Hotels in Las Vegas
is like every, like, yeah, there, every foot.
Except your bathroom.
Right.
And then maybe even your bathroom.
Right. Something so sure about that.
Have you ever seen one of those security rooms in a casino? Not like one of the massive casinos, but just a small casino?
Yes. Yeah.
There are dozens of people sitting around in there watching hundreds of cameras.
Yeah, they're fascinating.
And these guys are former cheats and they're trained, right, and they know what's going on.
That's right. And there's also like checks and balances on accessing any of the money, you know, seeing where, like, you know, where the most of the money is kept, yada, yada, yada. I mean, like, you know, most of that is, you know what I mean? Like, there's a check system.
Yeah.
Where, like, even if I'm in the security room, like, I'm one of the watchers, I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to go back here in the vault.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not only that, they might show you fake footage to see if you're really paying attention. It's like when the TSA, they ran 100 bombs through and they picked out five of them.
Right.
100 weapons, and they were like, they caught five.
Five.
You're supposed to, oh, I'm glad we have TSA on the job. speaking of that, there's another story in the mail, in the news today. There are a couple things that just don't add up. I think that there are many, many, many facets to what goes on behind closed doors. This is not a secret to anyone in this audience.
Right.
A lot of mass shootings I'm immediately suspect of.
Right.
I'm not a fake guy.
Right.
You know, I don't think that they faked San Bernardino or faked Parkland or faked Sandy Hook, but I think there's more to it. Like the police shooting on the police officers in Dallas.
Yeah.
I think there were multiple shooters.
Right.
I think everyone knows there were multiple shooters. But then they tell you, nope, it was just one guy. We got him.
We got him.
It's one guy. Wait a minute. He was trying to turn himself in and you guys blew him up. Yep, we got him. Just one guy.
Got him.
One guy. You remember the Trump guy, supposedly Trump guy, who used to own a strip club or work at a strip club down in Florida, and 2 weeks before the midterm elections had this totally bonkers van with all these Trump stickers all over it and was mailing pipe bombs to people?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
His name was Caesar Sayoc.
Yep.
There's a Caesar Sayoc update.
Oh.
Not only updates on things like none of the stamps were ever marked out on his packages, and there wasn't nearly enough postage to get the packages. Not that kind of an update. That was already known. There's another update that we'll get to in a moment. 272-9228. Who is this? Hello?
Hey, this is Will. What's happening?
Hey, Will. What's going on?
What's going on? Ain't nothing much. What's going on? You doing right this morning?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just to speak on the kid with the gun and these gun shootings and school shootings. You know, the thing is, you see this as becoming a trend. We have to become more proactive. You know, the administration at these schools should be having meetings with every grade level and letting them know, if you see anything like that, let us know, because we're here to protect you. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to protect you. There need to be more communication. There's not enough communication going on within these schools, in my opinion. Because if they communicate with the kids better, look, let us know what's going on. And I think it'll be a lot less going on, and more people be willing to inform someone that someone has a gun or something like that at a school. You know, I don't think these administrators, in my opinion, are doing enough to reach out to the students to let them know, you know, that their safety is as important as anybody else's.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it. Look, I'm not...
Any opinion on that?
Yeah, I'm not saying... And it's the same thing I said when I talked about the story. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have arrested the kid. I'm just saying I'm torn about it. I don't know. I mean, thanks for your call, Will. I don't know what the zero tolerance deal is. I just don't.
Well,
if you arrest a kid for a toy gun, where does that end?
Right.
You know, if I got a tattoo of a gun on my arm, if I've got a picture of a gun that I drew, if I say the word gun, if I make a gun with my finger, if I bite a Pop-Tart into a gun, if I take two sticks and tie them together and look like a gun, you know, I'm getting progressively more realistic in my gun.
Mm-hmm.
If I carve carve a piece of wood to look like a gun, do I have to paint it black? Where does that line stop? To me, it's functioning firearm and everything else.
Right.
Or functioning air rifle and everything else. because I have a hard time. It's like you line up 1,000 giraffes of succeeding height, and one of them is 16 feet tall and one of them 17 feet tall. Well, each one successively, but it's so small you can't tell the difference.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's tough for me. That's tough for me. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Take your phone calls if you want to get in. And, I do want to get in this Caesar Sayhart deal at some point. Because he's... we'll get into it. I don't want to get too much away. Dave and Barron after this.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and staff. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Crime Victims Rights Week in Alabama starts on April 7th. Did you know that before the organization of Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, in 1982, victims' rights in Alabama were non-existent thanks to their tireless work. 23 laws now exist. If you or someone you know is a victim, call on Vocal to help you navigate the legal system and make sure you're aware of your rights. Call Vocal today for more information. 800-239-3219.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 4 minutes now to the top of the hour. We should just sit around and listen to Alice in Chains all day.
because it's better than anything I can say.
Right. Welcome to Cooking and Music by David Barron.
Cooking, sports, music, and your phone calls at 272-9228. Fred, hang on for me if you want to join him on hold. That's the number. I do want to tell you about one of the most fascinating advertisers we brought on in a long time, Auburn House Wash. These guys really get it. They really, really, really get it. They are the biggest believers in radio advertising now because after just a couple of weeks on air, they're covered up like a cat turd in a litter box. I mean, these guys, they really, really are doing a lot of business right here in the River Region. And people are figuring out you don't have to live in a house that looks like it was built 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Have your house washed. Give your house a bath. Give your house a bath. And they do that. They have a unique proprietary low-pressure washing system, and they just clean your house. They clean the roof, they clean the gutters, they clean the windows, they clean the trim, they clean the brick, they clean the walkways, they clean the driveway, they clean it all. The patio, the wood, I mean, and it's really, really fascinating when they get done with it. Everything looks brand new. Looks like you just put that patio in. It looks like you just put that roof on. It looks like you just built that house. And Auburn House Wash does it. They'll come to you, auburnhousewash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. They got some great time-lapse footage on there. And also 826-WASH. It's that easy. It's area code 334. But 826-WASH. Auburn House Wash. Don't be confused by the name. They got a truck dedicated to the River Region. They just didn't want to have to update the website and the phone number
They got branding for that already,
Auburn House Wash, though, they've washed everything from a two-bedroom, one-bath, 800 square. What's the smallest thing you've ever washed? A 2-1-800-square-foot bungalow. Biggest thing. A baseball stadium. Shopping centers. And a ton of houses. A ton of houses. So call them. 826-WASH. It is way more affordable than you think. I thought this. I thought this is going to be thousands of dollars. Wrong. I was off by a factor of about five when I had a guess in my mind of what it would cost to do my house. 826-WASH. Our number 272-9228. Fred.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
My take on the fake gun thing, I agree with you to the point of, you know, I mean, we were kids. I mean, we had real guns in our window, you know?
Yeah.
Times
have changed. Crack cocaine was brought in by the CIA and ruined the inner cities.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Right. But
like I say it so matter-of-factly.
But the fake gun thing, I used to deliver pizza. I had a guy come up to me and try to rob me one evening at Intech with a fake pistol. I didn't know it was fake. I'm pretty familiar with weapons. It looked real to me. I took it from him. I damn near beat him to death with it. And I mean, like, he was in the hospital for a while. Maybe if somebody had told him not to play with fake guns that way, he wouldn't end up in the shape of it. You know what I mean? They look so real anymore. You don't know they're fake.
Well, here's my theory on all that. If someone pulls a gun on me, you know what I do? Here's my wallet.
Yeah,
here are my keys.
What he says.
Yeah. You're welcome into my house, sir. Help yourself to my house.
I got a real bad attitude with stealing. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. But I'm looking to live to fight another day. You know?
Well, this is a situation that I felt comfortable with. He was right in my side. The gun was touching the side of mine.
Did you know it was fake?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, but